Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the program, as we do, it seems like, twice a year. Is that about right?
Yeah, as long as I can remember to get here.
As long as I remember to have you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Ken Moorman joins us here this morning, representing the Friends of the Atlantic Public Library. Got the book sale coming up again.
We are going to go full steam starting Wednesday, the 23rd. That's day after tomorrow. And Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 in the morning to 6 at night. We have a fantastic array. I say this every year. I probably should just, we should just record this and change the dates to protect the innocent. I've never seen so many books of good quality. It seems like everybody's brought in all their old scudgy books. Now we got these, there's books out there that are $20, $30 a piece. We last fall, we had a stack of coffee table books. I know every one of them had to be $40, $50, $60. I mean, they were huge, and we sold them for a dollar.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me cry. But it's really fun to see the people come back. A lot of people bring their old books in the past. In the last few days, we've had people bringing in their books. In fact, they can do that all the time.
Sure.
Now we're going to get rid of them. And that's our whole purpose, is to get them back into circulation and make a little bit of money at times. We're making money for the library. All of our money goes back to the library. They, if you pay any attention to their publicity and listen to what's going on, see their signs and stuff, they're doing so much to encourage people to read. Of course, that's their livelihood, but they want people to read, and they get these children's programs. They have children's programs that starts clear down pre-K and K on up. After school, they may only have two or three kids in there, but they have things going all the time, getting them active in coloring and reading books, and they read to books, and they have different programs for people come in. We were down there the other day for an adult education or adult program. It wasn't many people there, but it was something different to talk about and stuff like this. We've got a lot of books.
Well, it goes without saying that libraries are much different than they were when you and I were young and using them. They have so much more programming going on these days.
Well, that and we've got to admit there's probably not as much people reading books as there used to be. I know that this is a constant problem. Although they say, I've talked to Michelle, who's the librarian, they're still doing an awful lot of books. I'm amazed as I sit there in the foyer and take people's money for the book sale, the amount of traffic that goes in and out of that window. People come in and use the library newspapers every morning. There's three or four, five, six people that come down and read the papers every morning. There's certain people that come in and use the computers every morning. There's certain people that come in, and I got to make a copy of this before I send the report in. So they have a copy machine that's there for them. The library is so much more than just books, you know.
Well, and we stare at screens all day long, too. So what's wrong with staring at a book once in a while instead of staring at one of those portable electronic book things?
Yeah, and I hear every so often, I like to have something in my hand that I can turn the page. If turning the page keeps you awake, you know, the electronic books, you sit there and look at it, and it just kind of moves on for you as you move your thumb around and stuff. So it's a book is not out of date yet.
Yeah. It's the ultimate recycling program, a book sale opportunity like this. And is that kind of one of the reasons maybe you touched on earlier, that because of the quality of the books that you get, you're getting folks that are turning back over good things? Is that one of the reasons it's been so popular?
You would be amazed at the number of books that have been read once. And, there's not many people turn the page over or mark of the book. They're just fantastic condition. And these books are not inexpensive. You can't go out and buy a $3 or $4 book anymore. Every one of them's $10, $20, $30. In fact, this is something that's changing this year. All the people that have been there buying their children's books for the last, ever since I can remember, was a dime. They're going to be a quarter this year because the books are so much better and so much better constructed and so much more choice. They're expensive books. Michelle took and purged quite a few of their library books because they're getting ready to do some renovation down there in next month. And they purged a lot more of their better children's books. So we're going to be a quarter. You know, it's going to break people up, pay 2.5 times as much money. But the idea is getting them recirculated and making a little bit of money while we're doing it.
You bet. Well, I know a lot of folks will do the electronic book thing because it's a little cheaper than buying a new hardcover or softcover book. But it's not that much cheaper. This is way cheaper.
Well, you got to figure that you spent $100, $200 for the book, for your electronic book. You get a lot of different books on it, but ours are only 25 cents, 50 cents, or a dollar.
Right. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for folks to take advantage of. Yeah. And a lot of folks do. You get a lot of repeat customers.
A lot of repeat customers. And some customers come in and buy just one or two. I have one husband and wife that spends $40, $50 every year. I don't know what their house looks like, but I look forward to coming in. They always come in the last day, and they spend 2 to 3 hours looking for books. And I've got certain people that we got one person that wants to know about all the Iowa books, anything that has anything to do with Iowa, Iowa history, Iowa farmers, Iowa telecommunication or anything like that. He wants to look at it first, and he buys 80% of everything. We just kind of save them out for him because we know he likes them.
Sure. Well, especially having a large selection of quality children's books, you know, those do make pretty good gifts for the holidays.
You know, I talked to LaVon the other day. She buys some gifts for, they're good books. You don't even know they've been read. And gifts, it's right. Maybe a hostess gift as you go. You take a book to them if you know they read and stuff like that. There's a lot of reasons to take a book.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the book sale specifically. Dates, times, places?
Time, place, and station. Of course, it's at the library. Mm-hmm. And it's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. You got to get up in the morning. We open the doors at 9 o'clock. That's the normal hours. And we go till 6 at night. So 9 to 6, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The book sale, we just love to have people come in and look. We don't accept any books during the sale. We hope that the people have brought them in already.
And I assume there's a benefit to coming in the first day.
Oh, a big selection. Yeah. But there remains a big selection all the time. I threaten to count these things, but I know one year we kind of estimated we had 3,000 or 4,000 books, and it hasn't gotten any smaller than that. It's really fantastic to see all the selection.
Do you tend to go through most of the books during each book sale, or do some of them have to be carried over?
We don't carry over anything.
Okay.
We have ways of getting rid of them. We have to recycle them. We tear some of them apart and go to the garbage. But we also have a reseller that's in Indiana that a certain type of book, a certain grade, quality of book, we box them up, sell them. they pay the freight in. And then we share half the freight, and then we share half the price of what they get out of the book. It's a reseller online, and I'm amazed at the number of people and the money that we get off of that.
So seriously, the reality is you don't have to do a local book sale like this. You could recycle these books in a different way, but you do this because you're giving folks an opportunity to take advantage of this.
Well, it's to box up all the books that we have. And the weight of books would be impossible because it is expensive. They're heavy. And it's a lot of work. Selling them is a lot easier.
Yeah.
And you know, I went for the first 2 or 3 years I did this, I went for the fact that I want to make money. I want to make money. My old retail, uh-huh, Rex Pharmacy in the past, you know, let's make money. What can we do to get people to pay more? Now, I've really gotten in the idea that we got to get these back into circulation. Some of the nearby libraries come in. We help them get some books to improve their Anita Library, the Messina Library, and stuff like that. We just want to get books back into circulation.
Sure. Well, I know you have a number of volunteers through the Friends of the Library, too.
Fantastic
that help out.
Volunteers. Yeah. They're just, I didn't have a meeting ahead of time. Marianne, we didn't have a meeting ahead of time to get the volunteers. So we asked them to call in. I only had to call 4 people, I believe, to fill my work schedule. And they support me really well and support the group.
Very good. Well, when you don't have to pay staff, you can pull all that money that you generate from that right back into the cause.
That's right. That's
excellent. Right. All right, one more time. Day and times.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, from 9 to 6, the normal working hours of the library. We'd love to see you there.
Very good. Stop on by and take advantage of some great opportunities and some great titles there, too. Ken, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Jim.